Let me tell you all a story about a man named Charlie tried to fly out of JFK. He was 2 hours early, 'cause before he boarded, he had to pass the TSA. As he waited in line, he had a chance to read the sign that told him what he'd better not do. But unbeknownst to Charlie, they had changed the regulation. He was carrying too much shampoo. And did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. He missed his flight, and then he missed the next one. He's the man who never returned. First they fingerprinted Charlie, ran a lie detector, then they pulled his credit score up, checked his license and his passport and his high school transcripts, and they made him pee in a cup. Then they strip-searched Charlie, checked his body cavities and tested his DNA. When he asked for his lawyer, they said, "Sorry, Charlie, you can call from Guantanamo Bay." And did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. Now they've moved him to an undisclosed location. He's the man who never returned. So you citizens who fly, better heed this fable, for the moral is very plain. Next time you travel, remember poor Charlie, it's faster to take the train. And did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unlearned. Now you can see his face on the side of a milk carton. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned.